Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading, we have this beautiful scene of Joshua, who has taken the helm from Moses and has led the people across the Jordan River, and they're now in their new land, the Promised Land. And Joshua is laying out for the people this very simple decision that they need to make. He says, "Decide today whom you will serve." This is one of those passages of sacred scripture that is useful for looking at every single day, one of those passages that you can put on your bathroom mirror just to remind you when you're getting ready to start your day in the morning, right? Decide today whom you will serve. That's a good question to ask ourselves every day. And so Joshua lays it out for the people. Do you want to be like your pagan fathers of old and serve those gods beyond the river over in Mesopotamia? Or do you want to serve the gods of the Amorites in the country where you are now dwelling? Okay, you can do that if you want. Okay, God has given you a free will, and he's not forcing anybody. Okay, Jesus Christ does not impose himself. He proposes. He invites, he draws, but he doesn't force anybody. Remember, that's why he said, "Whoever wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." He doesn't make it obligatory. Whoever wants to. And so Joshua, whose name actually means Jesus, right? Yeshua, it's the same name. Savior, because he led them into the Promised Land. He's doing the same thing. He's respecting the free will of these people. Or you can serve the Lord. And so the people start considering this, and they know what the Lord God has done for them in the past, that he freed them miraculously from Egypt, that he preserved them, again, miraculously, for 40 years in the desert, providing them food and water, and their clothes did not wear out, that he had them conquer all of their enemies, sending hornets to drive off the attackers. God doing all of these things to preserve his people. And so they're not stupid. They make the choice, and they say, they actually follow Joshua's good example, who says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Right? Every father of a family, that's another one of those signs. I've seen this sign in certain Christian homes, citing Joshua. "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And so the people themselves say, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods," who actually are not gods, right? They're either nothing or demons. And they decide that they will serve the Lord. But Joshua wants to push it a little further, right? So he kind of provokes them to make a stronger act of the will, to make a stronger resolution. And so he says, "You may not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God." I remember there was a person who actually abandoned the Christian faith. And one of the reasons they gave was, "Well, I read in the Bible that he's a jealous God. I don't want a jealous God for my God." Okay, I mean, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, when we say a jealous God, we're not saying that God is infantile. In fact, a response, an interpretation like that is what is infantile. What this is meant to convey is God's particular love for us, how much he desires our love. Right? These are the words of our Lord at the Last Supper. "With desire I have desired to eat this Pasch with you." So God is a jealous God in the sense that he earnestly desires our love. And notice this, not for his own sake, as if God were somehow in need. But for our sake, it's actually the best thing for us. He wants to give us what is best, namely himself. As the theologians refer to God as the summum bonum, the highest, the greatest good. And so Joshua is provoking them and saying, a God who will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If after the good he has done for you, you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, he will do evil to you and destroy you. So there is the warning, right? There are consequences to the free choices we make in this world. And so the people double down and they say, we will serve the Lord. So we want to have this same resolve that we read about in the people of God here in the Old Testament, the same good, firm resolution every day. Because remember, it says, decide today whom you will serve. We need to make that decision every single day. Now, the bad news is that these people did not persevere in their resolution. They fell away, or the great majority of them fell away. And we need to understand that that is also a danger, a possible danger for each and every one of us. As long as we are journeying through this world and we are wayfarers, we're not guaranteed anything. And so we need to make that decision every day, and I would say even more importantly, become little children. As our Lord says in the gospel, he says, let the children come to me and do not prevent them. In another place, our Lord says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Now, what is this spiritual childhood that our Lord is talking about? He's meaning, become a child of Mary. To be a Christian means to imitate Christ, who did what? He became a child of Mary. And so the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And so we can't have confidence in our own strength, our own resolutions. But we need to entrust ourselves to our Immaculate Mother, to take her by the hand and to allow her to lead us to the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.